The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Your belief comes from your behavior. It doesn't come from standing in front of the mirror or reading off affirmations and positive statements. It doesn't come from having tremendous clarity on your goals. Your belief comes from your behavior. And because of that, self-doubt is not a problem. It's just a reflection of your most dominant behaviors. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of your time with me today. Something I hear about a lot is self-doubt. Having goals, but not believing that you're going to do what it takes to achieve those goals. Knowing where you want to go, but not really believing that you can actually get yourself there. And for a lot of people, they believe that that doubt is a problem. I think that doubt is more a reflection of your recent patterns of behavior or your most common patterns of behavior. For a long, long time, I was a binge eater and I regularly would binge eat. I might have a couple of good days, a few good days, and then I would have a bad day at work or I wouldn't see movement on the scale and I would just say, what's the point? Or I'm going to reset my metabolism. Anybody else say that crazy line before? I certainly did a number of times. And so when I would look at the possibility of permanently being somebody who could operate with discipline around food and not go off the rails anytime something out of the norm was presented to me, I didn't believe I could do it. I genuinely, for most of my life, didn't think I could do it. I would see people turn down sweets, cookies, whatever, and I would be like, I don't understand. My brain just doesn't work that way. Or I would see people who would not finish all of their dessert. And it just didn't compute. It didn't compute. And that created a tremendous amount of self-doubt. I don't know that I'll ever be able to feel in control around food. But belief comes from behavior. And so my level of belief at that point reflected my behaviors. It wasn't that I was bad. It wasn't that I was incapable of change. It wasn't that I was flawed or broken or unable to accomplish things that were very different from my current habits. It's just that my beliefs reflected my behavior. And so as my behavior changed slowly over time, remember, I've talked about this before, especially around food, but it was also true with finances and with business and with all sorts of different things. My behaviors changed very slowly. And my belief changed slowly along with those behavior changes. So I didn't ever believe, oh, I'm going to be able to lose 100 pounds. But I would believe over time that I would order only one entree in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru at breakfast time. Because before that, I had always ordered two. And I couldn't imagine that I could be self-controlled in any way, but I focused on just that one thing. And then I would focus on the next thing. And then I would focus on the next thing. And my belief changed over time. So if you are facing self-doubt, just know that that is not a reflection of who you are. It is a reflection of where you are. It is a reflection of your most recent pattern of behavior, and that can change. And it doesn't ever need to be a 180-degree change, and it probably won't be a 180-degree change, even if you'd love that. Sure, that happens sometimes where people just have a moment, and then everything shifts and everything changes in that moment, but for most of us, it's not that way. It's doing a little bit better, and feeling good about it. And we feel so good about it, we want to do a little bit more. And I always tell my clients in the consistency course that the smaller the degree of the change, the higher the likelihood that you're going to be consistent with that. There is no change that is too small. Something you've probably heard me talk about on the podcast, and it sounds silly, but I used to regularly eat a pint or more of ice cream. And one of the incremental changes that I started with was that I would take the spoon before I started eating the ice cream, and I would scoop one big scoop out and down the garbage disposal so that it was gone, and then I would eat the rest of it. And it was my way of eating a little bit less ice cream than normal. Was that one change responsible for losing 100 pounds? Of course not. But I began to believe that I could do it and that I would do it, and I wouldn't just say, oh, it doesn't matter, what's the point? I might as well eat the whole thing. My belief expanded and shifted as the scope of my behaviors expanded and shifted. Your belief comes from your behavior. Hey, if you have not yet grabbed your spot in Strong Foundations, please do so. We kick off on January the 8th, so you might be listening to this well in the future, and this is no longer relevant, but January 8th, 2024, Coach Morgan Bungers and I are kicking off a five-week, super comprehensive, super high-touch program on building strength. This is, if you have been inactive for decades, there is space for you in this. In fact, there's an entire tier for you in this. There's three different tiers. So no matter where you are, there's something for you in building this foundation of getting stronger and supporting muscle mass as you get older. If you've been out of the fitness game for decades or your whole life, that's tier one. If maybe you've been a few years out, that is tier two. And if you're somebody who's regularly pretty active, but you're not quite sure that you're doing the things you need to be doing at this stage of your life for building and maintaining strength, then you're tier three. You get access to all three. You can move freely between the three. You can start with one and progress well beyond the 5 weeks is up. But you just go to primalpotential.com/strong foundation. You'll learn more about it there. We'll talk about nutrition, meal ideas. We'll talk about the different role of protein and fat and carbs. We'll talk about recovery. We'll talk about travel and motivation. We'll be live every week with me and Morgan, and of course you, primalpotential.com/strong foundation. But don't wait, because once we start on January 8th, you won't be able to join us. And I really feel like you're going to wish that you had. So primalpotential.com/strong foundation. And I'll see you tomorrow.